coming up to 7:45. I've got Michael here for some movies. How are you doing?
7:45, I'd be a bit bloody late.
Oh, it's quarter past. Yes, well, good pickup, sir. Thank you very much.
We just jumped half an hour into the future.
I'm sorry, I'm just going off New Zealand time, I think it is.
Okay, let's talk some movies that are coming out today. I'll start with Official Secrets.
Perfect.
Official Secrets. I probably won't be revealing anything you haven't seen too much in a film like this before, though. This one stars Keira Knightley, Matthew Good, Ralph Fiennes, and Adam Buckley. It's directed by Gavin Hood. He's done a couple of films, one of them which you might have liked called Eye in the Sky, and another one called Ender's Game, which really did suck. Mm. This one isn't at either of those extremes. This one kind of just falls in the middle. Anyway, Official Secrets, it's the based on a true story of Catherine Gunn, who's played by Keira Knightley in this film. She was a British intelligence analyst who blew the whistle on the American National Security Agency's operation, which was designed to push the UN Security Council into sanctioning the invasion of Iraq back in 2003. The plan of the NSA was to get Britain to find dirt on certain countries so they could effectively be blackmailed into supporting the war against Iraq. But of course, Catherine Gunn saw this and decided, maybe this is just not on. Anyway, Official Secrets, it's a fairly solid, but it's a pretty much run-of-the-mill political thriller. In fact, it's not really very thrilling at all. It's quite a dull procedural compared to the report that I talked about last week. This one is kind of just run-of-the-mill. It just follows a procedure. Gunn sees a wrong being committed. She leaks the documents to the press. The press eventually decides to publish those documents. Gunn admits it was her. Gunn is arrested and then tried under Britain's Official Secrets Act.
Right.
I get it's a really important story for our times, particularly in Australia at the moment, where government is really looking to come down in a really sort of draconian manner on whistleblowers and the media who publish what whistleblowers have to say. Yeah. So it is an important story, but it's just really boringly told.
Such a shame.
This film just felt like a kind of hastily cobbled together sort of telemovie, and it was all a bit paint by numbers. The highlight of the film was probably Ralph Fiennes as Gunn's defence barrister, Ben Emerson. He seems to get all the good lines and the good scenes where he just puts people in their place and what have you and does the right thing, you know. Look, maybe the film just focused on the trial, it would have had a lot more impact, and I'd be shouting praise aloud about Official Secrets rather than whispering about it behind my hands. Let's move on to Judy and Punch. This is an Australian-produced film starring Mia Wasikowska and Damon Herriman, who's been really, really busy being in a lot of things lately. You see him in just about everything. This film was written and is directed by Mira Folks, one of her recent films, Trespass. She was also in Animal Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Judy and Punch is set in a medieval world somewhere between fantasy and reality. Now, Punch, played by Damon Herriman, and Judy, played by Mia Wasikowska, they're a husband and wife team of puppeteers. They're trying to get discovered by talent agents who'll get them a much higher paying and prestigious gig in the city. Everyone loves the act, which usually features the female puppet pretty much getting a beatdown from the male puppet. And Judy's starting to question this, which, of course, Punch just fobs her off and proceeds to drink away the profits from their most recent performance, which leads to some tragedy. And also with Punch actually getting really punchy, if you know what I mean, and Judy being on the receiving end. So things aren't looking too good for Judy, but things just may turn around if you keep watching. Judy and Punch, it watches a bit like a live-action version of one of those grim fairy tales that you probably read or were told to as a kid, with a slightly sort of feminist perspective.
Yeah, right.
Just to give you a hint where this film might be going. But it is a darkly funny film, and even though it tackles sort of very serious subjects of domestic abuse and I guess our fascination and acceptance of violence and also human beings tending to be totally irrational and the mob hysteria that tends to go along with that. Look, for a film that satirises violence, though, there is certainly a lot of fairly graphic violence in the film, so just be prepared for that. And there's one scene in particular that is I would consider a pretty much a gasp-out loud moment for the audience. Oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. But it's all to make quite a serious point quite forcefully. Damon Herriman as Punch is Mr. Entitled White Male. He's weak-minded and he's happy to blame others for his self-inflicted misfortunes, whilst Wasikowska's Judy, she's initially cowed by Punch, but soon a quiet determination and more overt determination is revealed to achieve the justice she deserves. #TimesUpPunch. But yeah, so Judy and Punch, it certainly packs a wallop. I'll finish with another Australian film, a small independent production, Bilched, released just in time, I guess, for schoolies. Bilched stars a young guy called Hal Cumpston, also stars Frederick de Reitz and Mitzi Ruhlman. Those last two actors you've probably seen in Home and Away, and actually quite a few of the actors in this film you would have seen in Home and Away, or possibly Neighbours, or, you know, one that features a lot of young people. This film is also written by Hal Cumpston, and it's directed by his dad, Jeremy Cumpston, who played Connor Costello in All Saints for many years. Anyway,
back in the day.
Anyway, the film is about an aspiring young actor, Hal, played by Hal Cumpston. He's in his final months of year 12. He's obviously talented, and he's been invited to audition for the National Academy of Dramatic Arts. See if you can get it. But he's actually quite afraid. He's also afraid to admit to his best female friend, Lucy, played by Mitzi Ruhlman, that he'd actually like to be more than just friends. There's also a big party coming up to which he's been uninvited. So much drama in the world of Hal.
This does sound like a Home and Away script.
But it's actually a lot more interesting. Whatever will Hal do, the trials and tribulations of being a teenager, eh? Apparently, bilched is a term the kids these days use to describe a life-changing adventure that defies logic. And some of this low-budget Australian film does defy logic in that so much seems to happen in the space of 24 hours to the point of it actually being impossible. There's some other things that sort of defied logic in this film where I couldn't actually work out what season it was. There's a lot of talk about an upcoming football match that's going to be played between two schools, and yet it seems to be the middle of summer. And there's not a lot of football played in the middle of summer, and everyone's heading down to Bondi Beach or Tamarama or Clovelly Beach, and they're all wearing shorts, and no one's swimming in wetsuits. Anyway, so I couldn't quite work out what season it was. But let's just ignore that piffling minor detail, and I'd like to say that I actually enjoyed a pleasantly, surprisingly well-acted and well-written comedy, which reflects the hopes and dreams and fears of actually real Australian teenagers in 2019. Right. Well, it appeared to anyway, having not been a teenager for some time. It seemed to reflect my hopes and fears from when I was a teenager, so it seemed quite on the money. Hal is actually quite a likeable sort of character. He is pretty woke, but he's not self-righteous. He's cheeky and likeable, but he's definitely not perfect. He still obviously has a lot to learn about life because he's still a 17-year-old boy who likes chuffing on bongs with his footy playing mates. And he doesn't really want that to change, but obviously change is inevitable in you know, these sort of coming of age type films. And another reason I like this film is, like, Hal Cumpston, he doesn't look like your traditional chiseled jawed, high cheekboned leading man, if you will. He just looks like a regular kid, which I think is a great casting for a teen comedy. Now, whilst the title of the film might suggest an adventure that defies logic, Bilch does tend to follow the logical path of a teen coming of age comedy, albeit with a very distinctive Australian flavour and sense of humour, which made it very, very enjoyable. There is a lot to like about Bilched. Perhaps one day it may also be acknowledged as a classic, sort of in the vein of Puberty Blues. I give Bilched top marks. It's pretty sick.
No, pretty sick, bruh. That's very teenage of you, Michael.
But one more thing. It's actually rated MA, which is a bit disappointing, given that rating sort of makes it a bit too old
for
teenagers who might actually want to go and see it.
Right. Interesting.
Might have to take mum and dad.
Yeah. Wait for it to come out on DVD or something. Michael, thank you so much for coming in. We'll catch you next week with more movies.
Pleasure.